Dead Ringers.
People of Britain, this is your Prime Minister. I'm not saying this has been a bad week, but Elon Musk's just turned up outside Number 10 with a submarine. But I asked you to get behind me, and now I think I'm getting through. I'm feeling a grudging wave of pity like I've never felt before. I am the nation's tragic mascot, like that Facebook video of a dog with no legs who still wants to chase the stick. At least she's trying, you're saying to yourselves. She may be as mad as a tree with the self-awareness of Peter Stringfellow's hair, but by God, she's going to finish this damn project if it kills us all. Now even the DUP have abandoned me. They might at least have given me a little warning. If I'd known then, I would have given Arlene Foster the snowman socks in the Secret Santa instead of £1 billion. Many of you must be wondering, why do I go on? Let me tell you a story. When I was little, I did a naughty thing. I ran through a wheat field. What I didn't tell you is that the farmer caught me and admonished me harshly. But now Brexit is going to destroy British agriculture. He'll be bankrupted. Not so smug now, Farmer Driscoll. Sorry for the collateral damage, but I'm sure you'll agree it was all worth it.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of the BBC News, coming to you live from outside the Houses of Parliament, high atop the Wicker Man structure the BBC has built for Theresa May's crucial Commons Brexit vote. So a quick recap of events here so far today. What the? Oh my emoji, bloody hell! 3 votes, 3 defeats. Theresa May lost control of the Commons. Order! 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 The eyes to the right, 303. Order! Order! The nays to the left, 292. The eyes have it, the eyes have it. Unlock the doors, order! As bad as a defeat that was, it wasn't a complete disaster for the PM, as she does go away with £15, a handsome bullseye tankard and a bendy bully. We can now speak to Laura Koonsberg for her recap of the day so far.
Wow, bam, kapow. Today has been news junkie nirvana. Theresa May has just had the worst day anyone has experienced in Parliament, and I'm including Guy Fawkes. Things look black, so black for Theresa May. It's a new shade of Dulux black, Deathly Night with a hint of Simon Cowell T-shirt black. She looks like she's going to lose heavily to Labour, the DUP, the SNP, the Greens, the Lib Dems, but at least she knows she won't be voted down by Sinn Féin, as they never take their seats in the House. I do not expect Sinn Féin to turn up.
Nobody expects Sinn Féin.
That's right. Our chief weapon is surprise. Unfair. Our two chief weapons are surprise and fear and a fanatical devotion to the Pope.
And bombs.
My God, you're finally here.
Yes, we're here to watch the final destruction of the British Empire.
We couldn't resist it, so we couldn't.
Do you think they'll do commemorative 50 pence pieces?
One of the familiar sights out here on Parliament Square is the weird anti-Brexit chap desperate to somehow get himself into the shot on the BBC News footage.
I'd really rather be referred to as Vince Cable, leader of the Lib Dems.
But it's increasingly likely the biggest losers will turn out to be the Brexiteers.
What? Bally poppycock? Mays surrendering as meekly as the General Marcus Licinius Crassus did in 53 BC at Creos shows how out of touch she is with the ordinary man in the street.
But people would say that at least she has a plan. What do you have?
I have a plan. The Boris plan. Brexit is going to be great by Brexit being great, which makes it great. A great British, great Brexit where things are great. Wah!
Yes, but could you give me just one very small infinitesimal detail about your actual plan for the country that isn't just empty rhetoric or meaningless jingoistic claptrap?
Luke, Hugh, Nadine Dorries riding Minotaur! Whoa, legged butter, legged!
There's a new group of people declaring themselves Bob, bored of Brexit. Joining me is one such Bob.
Oh, I'm so bored, Hugh.
Just a minute. Aren't you Jean-Claude Juncker?
If I have to hear the word backstop one more time, I swear I'm going to sink Finland.
President Juncker, in the eventuality that Mrs. May's deal was rejected and we wanted to go back to the EU and make a change...
Oh, does it never end? It just keeps dragging on and on and on and...
Can you envisage any situation where you would be willing to renegotiate?
With who, Hugh? Who's in charge, Hugh? The Prime Minister, the Opposition, Parliament, the DUP, the people, Steve Coogan. Should I renegotiate with you, Hugh? Would you like that?
Maybe a little. I mean, well, surely the Brexit Secretary would be a good start.
Oh, and which one would that be now? I haven't even learned his name. There's no point. Brexit Secretaries are like dogs. If you name it, you only get attached.
Winter in Atka Bay, Antarctica. Huddled together for warmth, these emperor penguins battle against the elements to protect their eggs, which will one day give rise to the next generation in this great dynasty. They are battered and exhausted. One adult in the center of the huddle appears especially weak.
Hello. I'm here in Atka Bay on the Ekstrom ice shelf to explain to this colony of emperor penguins why I believe the deal that I have reached with the EU is a good one for the United Kingdom. And what I'm hearing all around Antarctica is that what these penguins want, above all, is certainty. Certainty for the survival of their young, but also for the whole of the country. And I look forward to continuing to campaign for this deal in the days ahead.
Faced with this pitiable sight, the crew and I have to decide whether to intervene or watch this poor creature perish. Lads, you get the popcorn, I'll get the beer.
Welcome to This Week with me, Andrew Neil. Like sentient custard trying to assume human form. Joining me on the sofa is an angry minstrel from the 14th century, a wildebeest with his own cookery program, and Diane Abbott!
Andrew. I can see your dismissive tone for what it is. It is sexism, pure and simple. How else do you explain your Twitter spat with respected journalist Carol Cadwallader?
Can I just set the record straight? Crazy cat lady is a huge compliment where I come from. Nobody is crazier about cats than me. Why else would I wear one on my head? So, Diane, things are moving on. It's getting very late in the day. I'm going to ask you this one more time. Please, just tell me, what is Labour's position on Brexit?
Andrew, you want to know our position on Brexit?
Yes, I want to know your position on Brexit.
Really? Our position on Brexit?
Yes, Brexit.
I thought everyone knew our position on Brexit.
No, we don't. Please, for the love of God, tell us your position on Brexit.
Oh, no. We've mentioned Brexit 6 times in a political interview. We've summoned Tetchy Jeremy.
who has woken me from my eternal slumber in my potting shed.
It is him, Jeremy. Andrew did it. He was pressing me for an answer.
Have a care, mortal. Do not ask such knavish questions if ye do not wish to see me roll my eyes and sigh. Few have seen such things and stayed awake.
But I don't think it's a knavish question. Most of your policies assume a healthy economy. Brexit could severely impact all your spending plans, and they say you've always been a fan of Brexit.
You prattling fool! You think you can divine my inner thinking on Brexit simply by listening to everything I say and watching everything I do?
Then why don't you just say what you think?
Enough! You have gone too far. I am now flouncing out, but not before I turn you into a toad.
Oh, I'd have thought that would have made more of a difference.
You've reached Theresa May. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your motion of no confidence after the beep.
Hi, Theresa. It's Tony here. Blair. Reading in the papers that after next week we may need to form a government of national unity, and just wanted to say I'd be available to be the saviour of the country again. I'd have to cancel tennis with Kim Jong-un, but yeah. Remember how great it was last time I was saviour of the country? Things can only get better. But I would need to know ASAP, as I'd also have to cancel a week's scuba diving in Syria with President Assad. Bye.
Hello, I'm a famous person. During the first referendum, everything was all a bit confusing for you regular folk. It was only talked about on the news, which only clever people watch, and was hardly given a mention on Police Interceptors or one of these shows where Keith Lemon talks about his willy. Here's J.K. Rowling.
I'm here to tell you we need a second referendum, all because you got voting wrong last time, didn't you, you silly geese?
But don't just take our word for it. Here's man of the people and multimillionaire Sir Patrick Stewart.
A second vote will be good for you normals. This time you'll be rather better informed, as Brexit has been everywhere. You've probably even heard about it when you're down mine. Or at that car park in Basildon, gambling your food stamps on dogfights.
And here's Paloma Faith. She used to be common, just like you.
The truth is, right, you probably only voted Brexit because you once heard someone talking foreign on the bus. Which is just so silly. Why don't you just do what I did? Vote Remain, but, like, be really rich? Then you don't have to go on the bus.
Still too confusing for your little brain. Here's Eddie Izzard.
It's simple. It's really, really simple. Very, very simple. So simple, so simple, so simple. The EU is like a haddock. Oh, no, no, no. It's like a pollock. And it's got chronic myopia. Or maybe IBS. And its gills are covered in jelly or jam. And it's going, ooh. You see, now look, it's clear as a butcher's boat sail. Hotter, 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 jam.
Britain, it's very easy. Just write to your MP about supporting the people's vote. And for goodness sake, use your good crayons.
The time has come to say goodbye.
And now it's time for the CBeebies bedtime story with Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney.
Hello. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks. Goldilocks was hungry, but she recognized that her situation had a number of possible outcomes and began modeling the different breakfast scenarios based on a set of assumptions about three bowls of porridge and their potential exposure to risk. Goldilocks was clear. These were not forecasts. They were scenarios. The worst-case scenario, it seemed to her, would be that the porridge was so hot that it melted her face off and vaporized her internal organs, leading to combustion and instant death. And that's what happened. Good night, children.
this Horizon special, we'll be bringing you the latest from NASA's InSight lander, which touched down on Mars last week and will now spend years studying the planet's formation. It's already sent back some fascinating recordings of the bleak Martian surface. Here's a sample.
Hello. I'm here on a featureless expanse of Thoeolitic basalt, looking for organic matter, so that I can explain to it why I believe the deal that I have reached with the EU is a good deal for the United Kingdom. And what I'm hearing here, and on other orbital masses of rock, is that now is the time to come together and get behind this deal. And with the temperature here touching minus 63 degrees centigrade, this is the warmest reception I've had in months.
Hello, this is Sir David Attenborough, the closest you'll ever come to talking to God. Leave a message. Attenborough, this is Donald. That speech you made to the UN about the world ending because of climate change, dumb. So dumb, so dumb. The only way the world will end is if the Secret Service ever led me near the nuclear codes. Great codes. Great codes, by the way. The fact that you would use facts, reason, and overwhelming evidence to win an argument is unbelievable to me, really. Very unbelievable. Truth is fake news, loser. So sad, so sad. And you call yourself a naturist. Then why have I never seen your buttocks? I have great buttocks, like two punctured basketballs squished together. Oh, and by the way, I saw your new show, Dynasties. Awful, the worst. Joan Collins looked terrible.
Welcome to Newsnight. I'm Kirsty Wark. I'm freaking out now. I'm scared this might end bad, but I still come back for that sucker punch. More on that story later. Following Theresa May's devastating parliamentary defeats, her future hangs in the balance. Joining me is Michael Gove.
Great to be here, Kirsty. You're doing a brilliant job and I support you 100%.
To say, Mr. Gove, that's unusually supportive, especially coming from you.
I'm a new man. Dependable, honest, and ever so nice, Govey. Have you lost weight, by the way? You look fab.
If Theresa May loses the vote on her Brexit deal, should she resign?
Absolutely not. I support Theresa May 100%. This is no time for plots and secret meetings. And
Mr. Govey, are you all right? Your eyes are bulging more than usual.
The right thing for the country is to get behind Theresa May and stab her in the back. No, no, no. Stop it, Govey. Stop it, Govey. Govey, you're good now. Stop it, Govey. Although I did hear a great bit of gossip about Philip Hammond.
What?
Oh, no! Bad backstabbing Michael is too strong. I can't keep him under control.
Mr. Gove, give me a straight answer. Are you with me or not?
The PM is doing a great job. That's not what I heard. Apparently... No, no more of your vicious rumours. Therese is my leader, my friend, my precious.
I knew you hadn't changed. You're just waiting for your chance to seize power.
Come on, Kirsty. Don't you want to know why Fiona Bruce got question time and not you?
All right, one coffee. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to BBC Breakfast with me, Charlie State, a decaffeinated Dermot Murnaghan. We go live to business reporter Steph McGovern. Where are you, Steph?
How are you, Charlie? Up the borough. Come on, the lads. I'm about to head into a Wetherspoons in Clacton to meet the company's head, Tim Martin. Warning, it is a Wetherspoons, so some people might find these scenes distressing. Tim, you've been a very vocal critic of Theresa May's Brexit deal.
Yeah, absolutely, Steph. It's bad for Britain and it's bad for business.
Are you sure? I mean, the alternative might be a disastrous no-deal Brexit.
Exactly. Wetherspoons, as a business, is built around human misery and depravity. Think about it, Steph. When have you ever seen a happy person in Wetherspoons? We serve Jaeger bombs at 8 a.m. I want the bleakest, Brexitist, most no-deal deal imaginable.
And what about your supplies from abroad?
Gone, Steph. Without the EU tariffs, everything will be British-made. Tequila from Torquay, wine from the bountiful vineyards of Dartford, second-hand toast, chicken nuggets that are one part meat, nine parts Dettol.
Well, Timbo, you're plainly a wazzock, but I wish you luck. Hang on, I'm stuck to the carpet.
Yes, Steph, we pride ourselves on having the stickiest carpets in Britain. You can never leave, Steph, but Britain will.
You're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Martha Carney. So the government has been defeated 3 times in one night. Jacob Rees-Mogg joins me now.
Martha, having 3 shocks in one night is par for the course for me. Every Christmas Eve, 3 ghosts appear and tell me to change my ways and become a decent human being. I just get the underfootman to suck them up with a vacuum cleaning device.
But surely for any Brexiteer, backing May's plan would be the most sensible thing.
Correct, which is why we won't be doing it. Being a hardcore Brexiteer has nothing to do with behaving sensibly. We're going to be an independent nation, free of the shackles of food, medicine, and fresh drinking water, free to trade with whatever nation I have in my head. At the moment, I'm imagining the country from my old Rupert the Bear annual, with the tiny black people with the fetching bone accessories who own huge cooking pots.
But what will you say to the thousands of ordinary people who lose their jobs?
What I'll say is, here, please take a prospectus.
A what?
A prospectus for one of the workhouses my family still own. A long-term investment from Grandpapa that promises to pay off.
How do you sleep at night?
By counting sheep. 1, 2, 3, 48.
Hello and welcome to Brian Blessed's Overacting Masterclass. Today, I am joined by the most ludicrously over-the-top performer in Britain today. Before we meet him, let's see him in action.
What I am trying to do is guard the public interest, and it is time they grew up and got real.
Yes, I'm delighted to welcome Attorney General and Ham Particular, Geoffrey Cox. And let me say, your performance in the House this week was absolutely absurd.
Well, that means a great deal, coming from a preposterous windbag such as yourself.
Geoffrey, what is the secret of good overacting?
For me, Brian, it's all about the truth. You must locate the truth, then completely obscure it with an impossibly loud voice, archaic and esoteric vocabulary, and gestures so wild they endanger overflying aircraft.
Any advice for young overactors looking to break into the world of pompous bellowing?
Yes! Less isn't more. More is more. Hence the name.
Join me next time when my guest will be John Bercow. Again!
Welcome to Andrew Marr. The latest statistics have shown a drop in the number of people coming from the EU to Britain, and all it took was our turning our country into an unwelcoming hellhole. Who knew? But after Brexit, free movement will end, and how will that affect skilled professionals from the continent who come here to work? I'm joined by sexy cookie assassin from Killing Eve, Villanelle.
Wait a moment. I'm just putting on my cool offbeat soundtrack. I'm ready. Shoot. Before I do.
So, are you concerned about the new visa rules?
Brexit will make it impossible for me to travel to Britain to kill people in a thrillingly complicated and immoral way.
So you think not enough attention has been paid to the plight of amoral, sexy assassins?
Exactly. Why do people care so much about fishermen? You should see what I can do with a hook and the length of fishing wire.
But what do you say to those idiots standing in front of market stalls who say we should train up homegrown British cookie sexy female assassins?
What? British cookie sexy assassins? They will probably kill people with pork pies and tartan dog coats.
But at this point, we were supposed to be joined from the government by Chris Grayling, but he seems to have vanished.
Oops. Third cubicle in the toilets on the second floor. Naughty Villanelle.
Villanelle, thank you. No, really, on behalf of the whole country, thank you.
Behold the black gates of Mordor. Behind them lies Sauron's dark tower, Barad-dûr. Soldiers of Gondor, the hour is upon us. Fear not the shadows, for courage will be your shield against the forces that lie within. No matter what comes through those gates, we shall not fail.
Hello. I've been visiting Barad-dûr to explain to the all-seeing eye of Sauron why I believe the deal I have reached with the EU is a good deal for the United Kingdom. And what I'm hearing here, and all over the plain of Gorgoroth, is that what these malevolent hordes of orcs want, in addition to the recovery of the One Ring, is for my deal to be approved in the House of Commons.
I've got news about your deal, Ducky. It shall not pass!
Dead Ringers was performed by John Culshaw, Lewis McLeod, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson, and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Neff Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Harve, Ed Amson and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, James Bug, Max Davis, Simon Alcock, and Edward Tew. It was a BBC Studios production, and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.